This week, we've been obsessed with what could be a murder story. The victim, a Saudi journalist. On October 2nd, Jamal Khashoggi entered the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul and has not been seen since. We're not the only ones obsessed.
Inside Saudi Arabia and outside, I think we're all trying to figure out what has happened to him.
Safad Al-Ahmed is a Saudi journalist and filmmaker who made a documentary critical of Saudi Arabia. She also knew Jamal Khashoggi. Like him, she lives outside the Saudi kingdom because, she says, speaking up can get you in trouble with the authorities there.
Dissidents, human rights activists, even just simple critics of what's going on in Saudi Arabia for the past few years have been put in prison, taken from different countries and brought back into Saudi Arabia. And so Jamal is the highest profile of something that's been going inside Saudi Arabia for more than a year now, I would say. And that's the scary thing.
Safa, tell us again what happened to you after you produced that documentary.
So the government officially accused me of supporting terrorism. And so this shows a lack of understanding of the Saudi government itself, of what is independent journalism, because there isn't anything called independent journalism in Saudi Arabia. And so, like, for a lot of people, even when I was being interviewed about the film, they were like, would you like to be identified? Are you a Saudi dissident? I was like, no, I'm a journalist who's covering your story. But because there is no such platforms inside Saudi Arabia where you can say these things, we all become dissidents inadvertently, and there is no other space. And this is the problem with how the Saudi government is dealing with everyone right now. They are shutting down even the mildest of comments and critique about their policies. And so they've left no room for us. They've left no room for us to be able to properly cover stories. And then they love criticizing journalists for not understanding what's going on in Saudi Arabia. And so it's a lose-lose situation for us.
Has the government clamped down harder since Mohammed bin Salman came
to the power
broker?
Absolutely, on everyone. This is what I mean. Like before, you could be a human rights activist on, for example, women driving or being critical of economic reform in Saudi Arabia, and there wouldn't be as much backlash as now. We thought, like a lot of the activists that have been arrested before the ban was lifted, that they would be released by now. But instead of being released, a lot more pressure has been put on them, and they're accusing them of espionage. It's insane.
Safa Al-Ahmed is a Saudi journalist and filmmaker. We've been speaking to her from Washington. Thank you, Safa.
Thank you, Carol.